Hi, this is David. I've started a few small businesses over the years, including this podcast, and the situation is always the same. Every day another urgent task pops up and your to-do list is never-ending. Shopify wasn't around when I got started as an entrepreneur, but I wish it had been, because it would have made my life a whole lot easier. How so? Well, with Shopify, you have instant access to hundreds of templates that make building an online store easy. Not just a beautiful storefront, but one that converts visitors into paying customers. Shopify is also packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even improve your product photography. It's like you have a full marketing team behind you, not to mention tools for managing inventory, international shipping, processing returns, and a whole lot more. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk is edited and adapted from What is Worthwhile by Anna Robertson Brown, published in 1893. I used to think that friendship meant happiness. I have learned that it means discipline. Look around how we may. We shall never find a friend without faults, imperfections, traits that vex, grieve, and annoy us. Strive as we will, we ourselves can never fulfill the ideal of us that is in our friend's mind. We inevitably come short of it. Yet let us not give up friendship, though we have found this to be true. To have a friend is to have one of the sweetest gifts that life can bring. To be a friend is to have a solemn and tender education of the soul from day to day. A friend gives us confidence for life. A friend makes us outdo ourselves. A friend remembers us when we have forgotten ourselves or neglected ourselves. They take loving heed of our health, our work, our aims, and our plans. A friend may praise us, and we are not embarrassed. They may rebuke us, and we are not angered. If they be silent, we understand. It takes a great soul to be a true friend, one with a large, steadfast, and loving spirit. We must forgive much, forget much, forbear much. It costs to be a friend, or to have a friend. There is nothing else in life, except motherhood, that costs so much. It not only costs time, affection, strength, patience, and love, sometimes we must even lay down our lives for our friend. There is no true friendship without self-abnegation, self-sacrifice. Let us be slow to make friends, but having once made them, let us pray that neither life nor death, misunderstanding, distance nor doubt, may ever come between us to vex our peace. Let us be patient. Let us be kindly. Let us be self-possessed in friendship. There are so many ways of grieving a friend. Shall we therefore not walk softly before them? Let us be true to our friends, and then believe that they are and ever will be true to us. For true love never nags, it trusts. One of the dearest thoughts to me is this, that a real friend will never get away from me, or try to, or want to. Love does not have to be tethered, either in time or eternity. In this one life that we have to live, we will share all things temporal and spiritual. Your joys shall be my joys. Your sorrows shall be my sorrows. In absence, you shall be near. You shall never be so far from me, but that I can hear your voice in the twilight. Though land and sea divide us, you shall yet walk by my side and kneel with me in prayer. Still I shall feel the touch of your hand and rejoice in your sympathy. Your letters shall make me strong and glad. To you I may speak the deep thoughts of my heart. With you alone I laugh. With you only may I shed tears and not be ashamed. To you only can I say, behold, here I am, an undisguised human soul. All others know me in some one mood, but you know me in all moods. In the eternal life, we may make new friends. But can they ever be quite so near and dear to us as those human souls that we have known when they, like ourselves, were but struggling, aspiring, and suffering mortals? Those who have shared joy and pain with us, who have watched us wistfully over mountain, wilderness, and sea, who have quarreled with us and kissed us again, who have loved us with tenderness, and who have been faithful to us, even unto death? Meetings and partings, handshakes and farewells, loving nearness and grieving tears. These are the lot of friendship on earth. But in eternity there shall be neither weeping nor any sound of sighing, and there shall be no parting there.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.